Are you keeping up with all our new signings? We have all the latest on our new arrivals and departures in our last pre-season podcast before we get underway proper this weekend. Plus, we hear from Lauren Campbell on becoming Aberdeen FC Women's Captain for the season ahead. It's been a clear run in the group stages of the Scottish League Cup. We look back on our matches against Stirling Albion and Raith Rovers. Plus, we have the last 16 draw. We look ahead for the big opening weekend in the league as we face Celtic. More than that, plus some supporters news on the AFC Donscast pre-season update number 4 on Friday, the 29th of July. Aberdeen thumped Stirling Albion 5-0 at Forth Bank, with all the goals coming in the first half the Tuesday before last. Vicente Beswin, Christian Ramirez, Matty Kennedy and Ross McCrory all found the back of the net.
Vinny, how come you didn't get a hat-trick?
Unlucky. I should have scored that one, but like I said, we won the game, so I'm happy with that.
And you got the first goal, the early goal as well, and sometimes that makes the difference.
You're
taking the pressure off early.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I opened the score, so then they need to go higher on the pitch. We get more on the ball, bigger spaces for us to play, so that was nice.
Do you like the freedom that you're getting, operating in that number 10 position and drifting out wide? Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I like it because I think I have a free role. If I want to go to the left or to the right, I can go there. The players know my kind of play. The way how I play and what I like, and I think if you get me in the ball there, I can be a threat, and yeah, you see it in the games.
Because maybe at times last season when you were playing out wide, you weren't seeing enough of the ball.
Yeah, I think as well we had a different team. I still can play on the wing as well, but in this way, type of way how we play football, it suits me. So yeah, I'm happy with it.
So do you have a different feeling this season?
Yeah, have a better feeling. We look better, sharper. We are more like a family at this moment, as well with the fans backing us up. I'm hungry and it feels nice.
Yeah, there are a lot of fans here tonight on a Tuesday night in July. They've gone to a lot of trouble to be here, and I think they really enjoyed what they saw. Yeah. First half especially.
Yeah, this every game I say to myself, like, I want to give them a show. Like, not everything will happen always good, but if you try and you work hard and you give energy and some nice movements and goals and give them a show, that's what we want to give. And I think we're heading in the right direction.
And we should mention your second goal as well. The goalkeeper got a hand to it, but it had so much power, there was no way he was keeping that out, was there?
Yeah, I said to Chris, step over, but he didn't listen because he's a striker. But eventually I got the ball, so I didn't think. I knew what I needed to do, and I get it done.
Was he not trying to tell you that he'd left it to you deliberately, no?
Yeah, he said, yeah, I gave an assist, but that wasn't true.
Well done tonight. 2 goals for you and 5 for the Dons, and we'll see you Sunday. Well done.
See you on Sunday. Thank you.
Jim, 5-0, could have been 6 or 7 if the ones off the frame had gone in the second half. How happy are you with that?
Really pleased with the first 45 minutes. I thought there was a real tempo and an urgency in our possession. I think it's only natural in the second half for them to come off it a little bit. We asked them not to at half time. I wanted to keep going and really, you know, get another kind of few goals in the bag from the second 45. But it wasn't to be. Listen, we've hit the woodwork a couple of times. Vinny's unlucky with his hat trick. Duke is unlucky with one off the bar. You know, we would have loved him to get off the mark tonight as well. But you know, all in all, I've got to be really, really pleased. You know, it's another clean sheet. That's 3 in a row. Regardless of who you're playing, you know, that's really important to do the basics well defensively. Kel Roos hasn't had a save to make. Credit to Anthony Stewart and Scales in front of him. And really pleasing overall night's work, I think.
Yeah, the reaction from the fans, and there was a big attendance from them tonight, was really positive. And I think dynamic would maybe be a word you could attach to that first 45.
Yeah, I mean, the travelling support have been brilliant since I've came in. Again, travelling down in great numbers and getting behind the team. It was a beautiful night for it, I have to say. And full credit again to the ground staff here as well. I thought the pitch was magnificent. You know, it's very rare that you come to a part-time team where the grass park is as good a quality as that. So there's a couple of Premier League teams out there that could maybe take note. But that allowed us to play the type of football that we want to play. At the end of the day, it's about trying to entertain the punters. We've spent, you know, ridiculous time on the attacking play, the offensive third, working on different rotations and different patterns of play, and it's all starting to come together now up there. We haven't spent too long on the defensive transition, so that's something that we're going to talk about now when we're back in a couple of days, in the build-up to the Raith Rovers game, and then of course in the build-up to the league campaign, where we'll expect ourselves to have to defend a little bit more than what we've had to do in the last three games. So we'll not allow ourselves to get too carried away, but I have to be very, very pleased with the overall professionalism that the group has showed.
You mentioned the word entertainment there. Duke looks like he's an entertainer, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, that's something really important when you're trying to build a squad. It's trying to get different kind of options in different areas of the pitch, you know. And we've got Majovski, who's coming in, who's an out-and-out number nine. You know, he likes the physical side of the game. Duke is a little bit different to Majovski. You know, he's okay at coming to link the game up. He's got a very decent touch, but he makes some very intelligent runs off the shoulder of the centre-halves. And once the midfielders get used to that, then they'll be able to play him a little bit earlier than what we did in the second half. He's got a little bit of a trick up his sleeve as well, as you saw on one or two occasions where he's in those 1v1 scenarios. And that's something we encourage all of our attacking players to be offensive and not to fear making mistakes in the final third. Be brave and take on the opponent. And I think Duke has got that in abundance. And I must give mention to Christian Ramirez as well, by the way. You know, we're speaking about Majovski and Duke. You know, Christian is still very much a part of our plans here at Aberdeen. And he's, you know, he got another goal himself tonight. He could have had a hat-trick last Wednesday against Dumbarton, got a couple against Peterhead. So, you know, for the lack of options that I had when I came in February, now to have these quality players to choose from is very pleasing.
You mentioned Raith on Sunday. The passage through the group has been smooth so far. You can see steps of progress game to game as well, and you'll want that to continue Sunday.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, we were lucky at St Mirren last year, where we managed to win all four games in the group stages. As I think I've said to you in previous interviews, this isn't a competition that I take lightly. The group stages, some managers in the past have tried to use it as maybe a pre-season games, but you know, I think you'll see by the starting 11 in every game up to now, you know, it's been very, very strong. There hasn't been a great deal of rotation. You know, I've apologised to the players in there after the game for those who are not getting the minutes that they would like to get, but at the end of the day, for me, it's about winning the games. It's about getting good relationships together with Scales and Stewart, getting an understanding with Kel Roos and Gold, Ramadani and McCrory, getting to understand each other as well. And that's why I've opted to go the way we've went. And you know, Sunday against Raith will be no different. I want another clean sheet. I want us to go and entertain our home fans at Pittodrie and put on another display like we did in the first 45 minutes. I thought the second half was a little bit sloppy and a little bit boring, if I'm being honest. So I want us to keep the foot on the gas, so to speak, for 90 minutes and really kill teams off.
Well done, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rob. Top one.
Bojan Majovski took just 6 minutes to open his Aberdeen account as we reached the Scottish League cap last 16 with four straight group wins. The striker, who arrived in Scotland last Friday, won and thumped home a penalty against visitors Raith Rovers. Ross McCrory fired a superb second and Johnny Hayes slotted the third either side of the break. Defeat ended Rovers' hope of progress, leaving Queen of the South to secure the final place in the next stage.
How was your debut?
Fantastic. After a long 3 weeks prepare myself alone with the program for the club, finally I'm here, so that I'm so happy because of this. And I make my debut here in the home, so I feel very excited and I'm so happy because of my goal.
Has it been difficult, frustrating the last few weeks waiting to be here?
It's nervous, a little bit nervous, but finally finish good. So I'm here and I start to play and I start to score goal.
What a start, 5 or 6 minutes gone when you score, and of course you won the penalty as well. For a minute I wondered if you were offside, but you'd just come back in time, and then the tackle and the penalty, and nobody else was going to be taking that penalty kick apart from you, right?
Yeah, I'm so happy because they give me the penalty, so this gives me more confidence in the future, so I'm so happy because of the teammates.
What were you thinking when you were standing over the ball and you're about to take the kick? Did you always know what you were going to do?
No, I know before if I shoot where I will shoot. So I stay calm, I breathe, and I know where I shoot and shoot strong, and I score.
Even if there were three goalkeepers on the line, they still wouldn't have saved that one.
Yeah, it was a hard shot.
Top corner, well done. What about the rest of the game from your point of view? How much did you enjoy the experience? Aberdeen played a lot of exciting attacking football.
Yeah, I like the style because I come here. I like the style we play offensive. So for the striker, this is very good when you have a lot of crosses and you're in the box. So I can predict that I can score more goals here. So goals.
And it's good that you know Rama already from your time in Budapest.
Yeah, this helped me a lot for me and also for him, that we know each other, and we helps together. So we really enjoy it here.
So that's Aberdeen into the knockout stages of this League Cup competition. And next, Celtic Park, you'll be looking forward to that next Sunday.
Yeah, I'm excited for my debut in the league. So we go there and we try to play our style and to win. We go there to win.
And you enjoyed the reaction from the fans. I think they loved their first view of Bojan in action.
Yes, I'm so excited because they love me for the first day when I signed. So this gave me motivation to give everything on the pitch and score a lot of goals.
Well done today, well done and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bojan. Jim, that was all very conclusive in the end, but there would have been bits of the first half you weren't too happy with.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, to get the early goal was great, and, you know, delighted, obviously, that Bojan has stepped up and, you know, a very accomplished finish right into that top corner, which was pleasing for him. You want your strikers to get up and running early. Christian's off the mark. Bojan is now off the mark. I would have liked to see Christian roll that one along the face there toward the end of the game and give Duke a tap in, but strikers being strikers, they want the glory. So we won't criticise him too much for that. But there was elements of the first half that I wasn't pleased with, and I spoke to the guys at half-time just to make them aware that if we are that sloppy with our possession and, you know, the cheap turnovers that we gave in the first half, then if we do that next Sunday against Celtic at Parkhead, then we could find ourselves 3-0 down at half-time and completely out of the game. So, you know, as much as there's lots of positives to look on today, and of course we'll focus on those and congratulate the players who have been involved in all that good play, we're still very early days with a very new group of players, and we have to tighten things up defensively. We have to work harder on our shape, which is something that in the last week we've been really concentrating on now. Early part of pre-season was all about us in possession, those good runs, those good patterns of play and movement. But now we have to make sure we get both sides of the game done properly. You know, offensively I'm happy, defensively we need to do better. Big Anthony Stewart deserves probably a special mention as well today. He got his head on the majority of crosses that came in the box from set plays in the first half. And then there at the end, you know, we're 3-0 up, and you can see how desperate he is to keep that clean sheet, where he makes a brilliant block just around about the penalty spot. So, you know, the group as a whole have been excellent. You only need to look at what's happened to other Premier League teams in this part of the cup competition. You know, St Johnstone, St Mirren, Hibs, they're all out. It's not as straightforward as people think. You know, the players have to apply themselves properly. And I think that shows you the types of characters that we've brought into the dressing room just now. You know, real leaders. There's so many real men on the park out there, you know, from the goalkeeper, the two centre-backs, Ramadani in the middle, McCrory. So we can play good football if it's on, and if teams want to come here and mix it, then we've got boys in that team that are willing to do that as well, and I think that's got to be the way that it needs to be going forward.
And in the group stages, you can't really do much better than 12 points out of 12 and 12 goals without replying.
Exactly, yes. You know, clean sheets is what I'm probably the most satisfied with, because that's something that we were really poor at last year, prior to me coming in, and even when I was in charge from February onwards in the 12 games we had. You know, clean sheets are massive, you know, and people always kind of compliment Manchester City and Liverpool and Barcelona and Real Madrid, and they always talk about, you know, the free-flowing football and the amount of goals they score, and they always score more than the opposition. Yes, they do, but they always concede less than the opposition as well. So if you want to be a successful team, you've got to keep clean sheets first and foremost. We'll always get opportunities. I don't care who we're playing, what the level of opposition is. I believe that we've got players now at the attacking end that can hurt most teams, and I believe we'll score every game. We have to keep clean sheets.
How do you feel about Annan away in the last 16?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's one of the benefits of obviously being one of the seeded teams. You know, you avoid Celtic and Rangers in the last 16. You avoid all the European teams and Hearts and Motherwell. So we wanted to make sure that we were one of the seeded teams before a ball was kicked. At the same time, you know, we're not taking on unlikely. People will look at it on paper and just assume that we're going to go down there and, you know, roll them over and end up in the quarterfinals. But it's not quite as straightforward as that. As I said, look at Hibs, St Mirren and St Johnstone. You know, they struggled against lower league opposition. But that's one thing I've got to really credit my boys for. You know, whether it was Peterhead away or here against Dumbarton or against Raith, you know, their attitude and the way they approach the games, their mindset has been brilliant. And again, that gets back to the types of characters that we've brought to the group. And we still need to add another two or three very good footballers, but also good people.
And just one finally about Celtic Park next Sunday. You need to have a good performance. And an opposition like that, hopefully for you, brings out a good performance.
Yeah, look, the boys are excited. They're looking forward to it. You know, we're going into that particular game now with a bit of momentum and a bit of confidence based on the goals and the clean sheets. But, you know, I watched their game against Norwich yesterday on the telly, and, you know, they're a good side. There's no getting away from that. You know, they have got some really good players at the top end of the pitch that can hurt us if we're as sloppy as what we were in the opening 15 or 20 minutes of today's game. But we've got players in our team that can cause them problems as well. You know, so we're not going to go into that and be fearful of Celtic. We'll give them the utmost respect, as you would expect. But, you know, we didn't prepare for the same Stirling Albion game or the Dumbarton game any less differently to what we'll prepare for this Celtic game. The boys will know their jobs. They'll be well aware of what's expected of them. That level of performance needs to be there consistently throughout the 90 minutes, because if you lose any concentration against good teams, they can hurt you. But listen, I think Celtic will give us a bit of respect as well, and I think they'll look at the way that we've performed in the last four games, regardless of opposition, and I would imagine that they'll know we're capable of hurting them too, which I believe we are.
Good man, Jim. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Elsewhere in Group A, the week before last, Dumbarton and Raith Rovers drew 0-0, with Rovers winning the shootout 3-2. And last Saturday, Stirling Albion beat Peterhead 3-0 at Forth Bank to go second in the table. The draw for the last 16 took place after our match last Sunday. We'll face Annan Athletic away at Gala Bank on Tuesday the 30th of August with a 7:45pm kickoff. The rest of the draw was Rangers versus Queen of the South, Partick Thistle versus Arbroath, Motherwell are at home to Inverness Cali Thistle, Livingston versus Dundee United, Falkirk are away to Dundee, Hearts at home to Kilmarnock, and Ross County versus Celtic. And the televised fixtures were, unsurprisingly, the Rangers and Celtic matches, which will air on Premier Sports.
More Dons News straight after this.
Welcome back, everyone. Next to Laser Chase, it's Sue.
Welcome to the show, Sue.
Alright. Hey. Fancy a cuppa?
Sure.
How was the dreaded school?
It was alright.
About that girl Sophie. Have you spoken to her yet?
No, but it's whatever.
So it doesn't bother you?
No, not really.
Okay. You know you can talk to me, right? I'm here.
Actually, Dad. It's just that any time I go over to her, she doesn't talk to me or she walks away.
Sometimes what we say is different to what we feel. With almost half of young people struggling with anxiety, it's important that we keep them talking and make a breakthrough. Britain Get Talking, supported by Mind Charity and Young Minds UK. There's been another three arrivals through the Pittodrie doors over the past couple of weeks. Callum Roberts has signed on a three-year deal from Notts County. Callum has had spells at Gateshead, Kilmarnock and Colchester United, making his debut for Blyth Spartans, scoring 17 goals in 25 appearances in the 1920 season. He signed for Notts County in 2020, helping them reach the playoffs. Here he is, speaking to Mal.
Obviously, how well you did at Notts, you attracted a lot of interest. But why did you then choose to come here? Why was this the right move for you?
As soon as my agent picked the phone up for Aberdeen, it was just like, this is the one that I want. I don't want anything else. This is the only move that I want to do. So yeah, I'm delighted that I got done.
Tell us about yourself. Tell us what are your strengths? What can the fans expect to see?
Yeah, I like getting on the ball. You know, I'm never one to shy away from getting on the ball and running at players, trying to create 1v1 situations, scoring goals, creating goals. I'd say that's probably the strength of my game.
Also through the door on loan from Middlesbrough is Hayden Coulson. Breaking into the Middlesbrough first team in 2019, he scored his first league goal in February 2020 and has gone on to make 49 appearances, spending last season on loan at Ipswich Town and Peterborough United.
Tell us, the fans watching this, tell us a bit about yourself. I know it's a strange thing talking about yourself, what are your main strengths?
I'm the modern-day fullback, as you say. I like attacking, but obviously don't mind a good challenge now and then. I'm like crossing the ball, quick, fast feet. I think it'll work out well.
How did the move come about, and when did you first learn of the interest from Aberdeen?
It was through agent and through people at Middlesbrough. It was just through conversation came up. As I said there before, I just wanted to get out, get playing football. Obviously, the size of the club, the fans, everything. So it was a good move.
And hot on the heels of the last podcast with the arrival of Luis Lopez, or the Duke, the 22-year-old forward signing from Benfica on a 3-year deal. Duke scored 8 goals in 20 matches for Benfica's B-side last season and has represented Portugal at under-18 and under-19 level.
Before we start, please tell us how you pronounce your name.
Duke.
Is that okay?
Yeah, Duke.
Happy with that, yeah. Duke, welcome. Great to have you here. Just tell us a wee bit how your first impressions of Scotland, how you're liking it?
It's a different country of Portugal, I have to adaptation for playing football.
And the training ground, has everybody made you feel welcome?
Yes, I really appreciate the reception, very good.
Well, we got to see a little bit about you, and the fans were very excited. I mean, you have a lot of skill, yes, a lot of pace as well. Is that your sort of strengths to your game?
Not too much skills, but I like to run, and I think I'm a guy with good speed, mm-hmm. and I use too much.
Obviously a forward, but do you prefer playing on the left or the right or through the middle? Or
I like playing near the goal in striker in the middle, mm-hmm. but I can play in the left and the right when the coach said.
Duke, you would have had lots of options to which club to go to, and a big decision for you to leave Benfica and leave home. So why did you decide to come to Aberdeen?
Because Aberdeen is a big club with big supporters, and I choose Aberdeen because the project too is fantastic, and Aberdeen is a club with fight for competition mm-hmm. European, and I choose this.
Did you know much about Scottish football before you came here at all?
More or less. I saw sometimes games of Trotta because he's my friend, I see how you can play here. Mm. And this is similar to Premier League.
Yeah. You know?
Yes, it is a physical game, and that's it.
The Dons goalkeeper Tom Ritchie has joined League One club Queen of the South for the rest of the season. Tom signed a professional contract with the club in 2019 and has made several appearances on the bench for the first team in competitive games and made his debut in the pre-season game against Bucky Thistle last month. The Scotland Youth International starred for the Aberdeen B side last season and saved two penalties in the shootout victory over Arbroath in the SPFL Trust Trophy second round win at Pittodrie. Also heading out on loan is Mason Hancock and Kieran Ngwenye. Mason's loan deal with Arbroath has been resurrected after the initial loan was cancelled following the injury to Jack McKenzie in the Bucky Thistle friendly at the end of June. Kieran will play for Raith Rovers for the coming campaign. He spent last season at Kelty Hearts, who won the Scottish League Two title, making 27 appearances. And David Bates is expected to leave for Polish side Legia Warsaw in a deal worth over £400,000. He was set to have his medical on Wednesday. In total, Bates managed 34 appearances for Aberdeen last season.
We are back in four.
News reading, not for everyone.
60 Minutes are sending female reporters to war zone.
You're a war zone on two legs.
She contracted HIV through a blood transfusion.
Used to have a serious news audience.
And we started serving them glamour.
He told me it was all rumours.
Can I get an interview?
Let's do it.
I plan to put up a fight.
Yes!
How did she do it, huh? Nightmare on screen, camera goes on her, magic.
I always come good when it counts.
You're incredible.
The newsreader starring multi-award-winning actress Anna Torv and Sam Reid centres around the frantic, busy heart of a commercial TV newsroom in Australia set in the 1980s. You can watch it now on BBC Two or see the whole series on BBC iPlayer. Aberdeen FC Women announced that Lauren Campbell will take the captain's armband for our coming SWPL season, ably assisted by Francesca Ogilvie as vice-captain. Lauren spoke to Red TV about the announcement.
Right, Lauren, new Aberdeen captain, how does it feel to be the captain this season?
Yeah, it's obviously like a proud moment. I was vice-captain last year, and Kelly's obviously decided to retire, so she's left me to it. But yeah, I've had a practice of it at points last season, so yeah, it's nice to be officially captain. But the main thing is just keep playing the way I'm playing and be a team player. But yeah, it's nice to have that captain's arm.
Sure, Lauren said armband at the end of that. Well, the season gets underway for the Dons this coming Sunday against Celtic in Glasgow for the 4:30pm televised kickoff. Much anticipation for this one, given our new look squad. A step out from our League Cup group opposition, and it'll be interesting to see how we fare. Given the limited ticket availability, tickets for the match are sold out, so you'll have to see it on the telly or in the pub. It's live on Sky Sports, and you'll be able to hook up to that on satellite, cable or Now TV. And if you're a Red TV International subscriber, it'll be on there too. Audio only in the UK and Ireland. The stream will go live at 3:30pm and coverage starts at 4:15pm. Elsewhere in the Premiership on opening weekend, on Saturday it's a midday kickoff between Livingston and Rangers. Then at 3 it's Hearts versus Ross County, Kilmarnock versus Dundee United and St Johnstone versus Hibernian. On Sunday, along with our own match, it's St Mirren and Motherwell are in action at 3pm. We've been busy updating the Inverness Reds website during the summer break, and you'll be able to get live score and stats updates for each of our games throughout the season. Just head on over to invernessreds.co.uk on match days. And if you want to have a live match day discussion, Dons Talk is the place to be at donstalk.co.uk. The AFC Donscast will be back into its normal routine for the season. You'll get a weekly update posted around 8pm every Tuesday on all the popular podcast platforms. And if you're wanting to keep up to date with all the latest Dons news throughout the season, head on over to our Twitter and Facebook accounts. Just search for Inverness Reds. That's it. The season start is upon us. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Until Tuesday, stand free.
phone, on your tablet, and online. This is the AFC Donscast on Friday.